Blackstone presents Taylor Swift by the Book, The Literature Behind the Lyrics, From Fairy Tales to Tortured Poets, by Rachel Fader and Tiffany Tatro. This book is read by Tiffany Tatro. To Nathaniel and Noah, and all of their Swifty friends. To my parents, as always. And to my brother Jed, who married a superlative co-author. R.F. To all of the girls I've screamed these lyrics with for 18 years, and to Tatum, Mom, Kath, Jed, and Rachel, who helped me be fearless. T.T. Introduction. Dear reader, welcome to the classic literature meets pop music party of your dreams. The friendship bracelet supplies are on the kitchen table, the chai sugar cookies are in the oven, and we will be having breakfast at midnight. We're your hosts, Rachel and Tiffany, two sisters-in-law ready to nerd out about Taylor Swift's lyrics with you. One of us, Rach, is an English professor who loves quoting Taylor's lyrics in class. One of us, Tiff, is an actor and singer who has been a devoted Swiftie since she met Taylor after a concert at age 15. And we come bearing gifts. Maybe you're a longtime fan who's been defending Taylor's music from people who say it's basic, or for teen girls, since before she taught us how to shake it off. For you, we have vindication. Proof that Taylor Swift doesn't just write bops. She writes intellectual bops. Her music is a masterclass in literary allusion and a survey course in some of the greatest works of English literature. That's why we're going to pull out some of Taylor's literary influences, quotes, connections, and references to give you the background you need to get an even fuller understanding of her work. Or maybe you're a newer fan who got on board because of the infectious joy of the Eras Tour and subsequent film, or because the spare orchestration of folklore hit at just the right moment when you were isolated in the early months of the COVID-19 pandemic with plenty of time to really meditate on her lyrics. Perhaps the re-recordings were the turning point when you joined a global community of fans rallying behind an artist taking ownership of her work while opening the vault on some instant classics. For you, we're going deep into the albums you love, and the ones you may not have thought about as much, bringing new layers to the whole scope of her work by looking at it through a literary lens. We won't touch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?